and the Swansons to Chicago. And with that, I will turn it over to Dansby.
Thank you. Well, thank you for those kind words. all of it, I'm hoping, is going to be very true. But I just, first of all, would like to just say thank you to a lot of different people. Wouldn't be here without my faith life. God has done so much for myself, my wife, my folks. We're just extremely grateful to be blessed to be in this city. We prayed about this for a very, very long time, and I just felt led to be here. I'd like to thank Mr. Ricketts and the Ricketts family for just everything that they've done for this incredible organization. It's a top-notch organization. You can tell the investment level is very high, and the you know, the standard here is to win. I'd like to thank Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins, and David Ross isn't here, but just for the time that they've spent talking to me, opening themselves up, and being willing to answer any and every question I've had, any phone call, any text message. It's important to have those kind of lines of communication if you want to build, you know, a winning culture and set the precedent for something really, really special. So I'm appreciative of that and just the professionalism, you know, in the negotiations and working back and forth. I'd also like to thank my wife for being here, which is still kind of crazy to say my wife. That happened like 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago. But just incredibly grateful for her support and pushing me to be a better man, but also a better athlete, even though sometimes I don't want to listen. She tends to always be right. So I'm still working on that, but just incredibly grateful for her, you know, leading me down a better path. My parents as well, just want to say thank you to them. They've done so much for me, taught me so many lessons, taught me what hard work means, taught me what putting faith in Christ looks like, and taught me how to respect people and to love people along the way. So thank you for that, and all the memories of hitting me ground balls and all that kind of stuff too, and driving me to every game. So I would also like to thank Casey Close, Victor Menical, and the rest of Excel Sports. They have always treated me like family. I'm extremely grateful for them. And it's definitely much more than just a business relationship. They literally do anything and everything for me and my family at all times. And then I just have one quick story, and I'm really going to hope I make it through without crying, so I can't look at my parents while I say this story. I know. So I've pretty much mentioned to everyone, like, being a Cub means more to me than people would realize. It's no secret that I left my hometown team to be here, and I've kept telling everyone that it's more personal to me. So Mallory and I got married December 10th. The next morning we found out that my grandfather was not doing so well, that he was in hospice, and so we pretty much left our wedding venue the next morning, drove home, and basically had to rush over to the senior living facility where he was at, and we were... So he ended up passing away on the day after we got married. And the one thing that just always stood out was he lived across the yard from my parents and I and my brother and sister. And so every day when I would come home from school, I would run up to his house. I'd run in and pretty much like demand that he come outside and hit me ground balls, which he would always do. But every time I walked in, he would have a Cubs game on, back when it was on WGN. And I can't look at my parents. He would have a Cubs game on, and I was always like, Pops, we're in Atlanta, dude. Like, we're Braves fans. And it was just something, he loved baseball so much, and all he ever wanted me to be was doing what I'm doing now. So having won a championship in Atlanta for one of his favorite teams, we just felt that the Cubs, which were his second favorite team, that bringing a championship to this city was just what we have felt called to do. So to be able to play for two of my grandfather's two favorite teams means literally like the world to me. So thank you, and I'm glad I got through that without crying. So thank you.
Thank you, Dansby. We can open up to questions now. We have microphones. Joanna and Jesse have mics. Just raise your hand. We'll bring you a mic and we can get started.
Hey, Dansby. This is Tim Stebbins with NBC Sports Chicago. Can you just take us through what it was like going through this free agency process while this obviously huge personal life event was going on in addition to wedding planning and everything going on?
First of all, we had a great wedding planner and have a wife that was willing to do a lot of things and allow me to, put focus on certain things that needed to take place. But it was a really interesting process. It was the first time since going through college recruiting that you sit down and, like Jed alluded to, like you get interviewed, but you also interview, you know, your potential employer. So it was an odd process. It was odd not knowing truly where you would end up. I'm a person that likes structure, likes clarity, and not having that was a little bit odd at times. So my parents, my wife, and my agents had to kind of like keep me, you know, zoned in on what mattered. And just so thankful that things worked out as smoothly as they did. Like I said, Jed and Carter were phenomenal, in dealing with the negotiations, and were very upfront and clear, which is something that I really value. I value honest and transparent communication, and they seem to provide that at every turn. And like I said, I couldn't be more grateful to be here and a part of this organization.
Hi, Dansby. Welcome to Chicago. My name is Bruce Levine from The Score and Marquee Sports Network. I'm wondering what type of questions you might have asked Jed, if you would share those, and what did you want to hear from the people that interviewed you that was going to sway your mind as to where you wanted to be?
He alluded to some of the questions. I mean, it was a lot about understanding what the team was going to look like, what the philosophy of the organization is, the plans to win, how to win. You know, everyone wants to win. Every team, has a philosophy to want to win, and, everyone desires to win. And a lot of teams, you can tell, just kind of say that. But after having multiple conversations and, a pretty long phone call with Carter, really got the gist of what it actually means to this organization, this city, to win. And I felt that this is something I wanted to be a part of, something I wanted to help build. I felt like God gave me some unique leadership skills and just, the ability to get the most out of other people. And, just felt like that's something that they really valued, was that kind of input and that kind of direction. And it really just started to feel like a match made in heaven.
Hey, Dansby, Sahadev Sharma with The Athletic. What is that vision that they presented to you for winning, particularly in 2023?
Well, I think what most people don't realize is the talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. You obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ and obviously Young Gomes. He hasn't been here for a long time, but he's been in this league for a while and has had a lot of success. And then the veteran presence of some of the pitchers with Kyle Hendricks and Marcus Stroman, and then you combine that with some of the younger guys like Keegan Thompson and Justin Steele and some of those guys that, have really made good strides. It kind of starts to feel similar to past experiences that I've had of just you got some good veteran talent, some young guys that are really starting to perform better, and then you start mixing in, a guy like Nico, myself, and Cody Bellinger, and then you add Jameson Taillon, and it's like, wow, this is actually getting to be a pretty complete team with the ability to compete at a high level. So we're excited for what's ahead and, to be able to put our best foot forward each and every day here, but day and night.
Hey, Dansby, John Greenberg, also of The Athletic. When you sign a deal like this with this much money in this kind of market with this kind of team that really needs you, and if the fans were desperate for kind of a big name to come on, are you ready for that kind of, I guess, responsibility and pressure that comes with it?
If you guys would have seen the pressure it was put on me to perform in my hometown over the last 6 years, in a way, this is just another, kind of step in that challenge. I've never been one to back away from challenges. I always feel like you should just face them head on. Do the same thing with this. At the end of the day, the vision and the goal is to win. Winning is the priority. And when that is the vision and that's what you want to do, you make everything about winning. So it's never about one guy. It's always about everybody. And so when you get everyone going in the same direction, none of the outside noise matters. Obviously, everyone knows that Chicago Cubs fans are like the best fans in baseball. They support their team. They love their team. They show up each and every day, no matter where the city is. So to be able to perform for a town like that is pretty remarkable. And, you know, I'm excited for what's ahead. It's something that, you know, I walked out on the field today and I just looked at my wife and said, like, this is where we're supposed to be. And just so excited for this unique journey ahead.
Dansby, Maddie Lee from the Sun-Times. On the leadership front, talking to Jameson earlier in the week, he said he was really impressed that you brought up that you want to make your way through the roster, call every single guy. How far have you gotten in that process, and what have those conversations been like?
Well, I've been back in America for like 48 hours now because we were on our honeymoon. So I was wanting to wait till things died down just a little bit. But, yeah, I have requested, you know, Rossi and VJ got me the, you know, the spreadsheet of everybody's name and numbers. So I'm sure over the next couple of days I'll start making my way through and making some phone calls and reaching out to guys just to introduce myself, get a feel for everybody, and really just have conversations to get to know one another. You know, team chemistry, there was always a saying that, you know, good teams hang out together, right? And so just kind of setting that precedent now and wanting to chat and, you know, genuinely get to know your teammates and people that you're going to, you know, be strapping it up with every day. That means a lot to me, and, you know, it's something that can help this organization thrive going forward.
Jesse?
Hey, Dansby, Jesse Rogers, ESPN. At the end of the year, your Braves season, it sounded like you really knew what went on with the Cubs in the second half. They went 39-31. And based on that and your story about your grandfather, were you thinking about the Cubs late in the year and what could be? And also, if they had gone 31-39, could that have impacted you, just knowing what they did in the second half? How much did that play into it?
Well, I mean, truly in the second half, at the point of where we were in our season, there was no other thought process but what we were trying to accomplish. I mean, it was a wild season last year, you know, in Atlanta, and just, you know, the whole chase down in the Mets and that whole kind of thing. So there was no focus anywhere but there. You know, once you get into the off season and have a little bit of time to digest what just happened, you start to look forward to, you know, different things such as conversations with Jed and Carter, and you know, you really start to look into what happened, where teams are going, what the trajectory is like. And it was a vision that was pretty easy to get behind. And I'll tell you, like, I did my best homework. Like, I was having phone calls with each and everybody that I knew that had been a part of this organization, was currently a part of the organization. And it's just something that I've really felt like you need to show signs of life in order to get people to be a part of something, right? And you said, like you alluded to, the second half is something that can be built upon going into next year for guys that are already here, and also gives guys that are just now joining the confidence to be able to, you know, say, you know what, like, we have a really good team. And we're going to go out and show that.
Hey, Dansby. This is Ryan Herrera with CHGO. You mentioned Nico earlier as part of, like, the talent on the team. But with the new rules, with the shift and all that stuff coming at the end of the season, what excites you about what you and Nico can do up the middle defensively and obviously help this team?
There's nothing better than having a good defensive unit. It's something that I feel like can get overlooked in our game these days, and just analytics, this and that, and to me, you're only as good as your four defenders in the middle. So, well, obviously pitching is a big part of it, but center field, shortstop, second base, and catcher. And I feel like the group that we have is pretty elite in that category. Belly is obviously a great center fielder. Jan's had a lot of experience, you know, behind the plate. And then Nico and myself just really feel like that as a defensive unit, we can be as solid as anybody. Obviously, it's going to take a little bit of time to get, you know, used to one another in the communication, but from everything that I've heard, you know, about Nico, that he's just a winner. The guy wants to win. He's a baseball player. You give him a glove and he's going to go play, and he's obviously really, really good at it. You know, when you kind of combine that kind of mentality with how, you know, I like to do things, it usually, you know, fits like a glove, and I really, no pun intended, but it usually fits really well. And, you know, something that I'm really looking forward to in spring training, just getting out there, and probably going to suggest to Rossi that he makes our schedules the exact same so we can play, you know, as many games as possible together in spring training.
Hi, Dansby. Jay Cohen, Associated Press. The Cubs have added a couple free agents now with you and Jameson and Cody. And Cody and Jameson both talked about what it's like to play day games here in the summer. From your perspective on the other side, what was it like for you to visit here, and what are your thoughts about now being, you know, on the home side playing at Wrigley?
It was always one of my favorite trips of the year. And you could always tell that because the amount of wives that would come on the trip too. You know, everyone wanted to come to Chicago and be in Chicago. But there's no place that's better than Wrigley and the fans. Like, it's such a historic, amazing place. But the upgrades and the things that they've done, the renovations, still keep, like, the baseball at its purest form. You know, even with the boards and, you know, the scoreboards and how they do it. And it's the best. I mean, like I said, I walked out and just, like, I felt like a little kid on Christmas, and just like smiling and like giggling to some extent, you know, just that this is home now, you know, and it's a beautiful place to be. Day games here with the crowd the way it is second to none. And, you know, we're just looking forward so much to, you know, the next 7 years.